Of interferes with the gaboyis, put him up the page. Okay, the top line. She says, if Omar Rabbanon, Rava said like this, that sometimes we look at taste, sometimes we look at an expert, a goy, and the Omar Rabbanon, b'shishim, have sometimes shishim. There are three different dinim. So this is how it works. Hichach. Min b'she'enem, meaning where it's easy to pick up, you know, discern the taste of the treif, whether it's still there or not, the hetera. You know, something in a mixture that's permitted to eat. For example, truma, the koyin can eat the truma and the chulin, so we can give it to him taste. But time will give him taste and say, ask him what it is. The sort of a tray fell into kosher, and we need to know whether it was bottle or not. Big failure, you get a goyish expert, and we had yesterday machlekes Rashi and Tesis, whether the goyish expert has to be ignorant of the fact that you're trying to test him, or taste doesn't matter because he's scared to lose him. If he lies, nobody will trust him again. And what about min b'mina, if it's two the same type that nobody can ever discern the taste because it's meat. Tray for meat and kosher meat all taste the same. The lekel make him a timer, you can't work it out. Or inami min b'she'enim mina di surah. What about if it says tray falls in, but the lekel kfeila, there is no expert around. B'shishim, then the standard rule is 60.
You know, I'm sure yesterday we finished on that
side. No, we finished on this side. Actually, what you said right now, we just repeated. We did that yesterday. So we're at Tzadik Zayin, Ahmed Beis. Five lines at the top. Hanu at mahosa, these thighs, the imlichu, so how to get a nosh inside. We learned before in the Mishnah, we talked about whether it cooked, and we said, you know, if there's enough, if it's bottled b'shishim or not. What about if they salted the thigh and the gid hanosha was inside, and we have a rule, the meliach, could I say, that salting is like heating up. So do we say also that the gid hanosha, the taste gid hanosha spread everywhere and the whole thigh is usher, or no, we just, you know, remove the thigh, the gid hanosha, and it's good enough. So hanu, hat mosa, these thighs. The imlucha be'reish gilusa, that the reish gilusa, they salted it, be gid hanosha, while the gid hanosha was still inside. Ravina comes along and says, Asa, Ravina says it is forbidden to eat. We'll see in a minute why. And Rabachaba Ravashi showed it. Rabachaba Ravashi said, you're allowed to eat it. Also, Shailu Lamar Baravashi, they went and asked Ravashi's son Mar. And they asked him, what do you say? Amalu, he told them, Abba Shori, my father said that you're allowed to eat it. You just extract, you remove the Gid Hanosha, and you can eat the rest of the Yerech, the rest of the thigh. Amalu Ravacha, but Ravina, my daiter, Rav Acha, but Ravina said to Rav, you the one who, this is a different Rav, obviously. He said to Ravina, you the one who said that it's also my daiter. What exactly is your opinion? Dama Shmuel is your opinion because Shmuel said, Meliach, if you sold something, as if you heated it up. And you're assuming it's like you cooked it, so therefore it's like, oh, Yerech Shilas Bashel, which we had in our Mishnah, you need Shishim. Kovush Harega Vushel, if you marinate something in vinegar, we say that what? That it's Mavush, as if you go on spices. We say that what? That if it's as if it's cooked together, if you have Isra and Heta joined together, it's Isra and Heta. But Amar Shmuel, didn't Shmuel say, Loi Shonu, we just had this before yesterday. Loi Shonu, when do we say that the taste, the flavors travel throughout the food, and his Bashabo is cooked, everything is liquidy? Avol nitzel baba, we said, but if it's grilled on the country, gets shriveled, and the taste does not flow around, and the fat does not flow around. Koil, all you have to do is peel the meat right next to the gid hanosha, v'oichel, you can eat. Ad shemagia legit. So l'chayda, when he said, meliach harei kereseach, he didn't mean like cooking, he meant like grilling. So therefore, if you salted the thigh together with gid hanosha, why do you have to toss away the entire thigh? Just peel the meat right next to the gid hanosha, and that's it. You're going to tell me my kereseach. You know what kereseach means? The ka'amah that he says. Kereseach, the mavushal. If you're going to tell me the kereseach means, not like grilled, but like cooked, can be. Because then he would have put it together. He says kavush harik mavushal. He would have said meliach v'kavush harik mavushal. By segregating the two, just two separate phrases. Meliach harik kereseach. And he used the word also, kereseach and mavushal. And kavush, your mavushal, zaray, kereseach doesn't mean mavushal. It means grilled. So why in the world should be a problem if you salted the thigh together with the ginosha? Just peel the meat next to the ginosha, and that's it. Kasha, taka kasha and avinam. We repeated what he said. Said, now we're talking about shishim kishahim mishayin, when they assess 60 times of the kosher gravy against the tray, for example, what do you include in that 60, multiple 60? Mishaydin, you include the roitiv, that's the sauce, that's the little pieces of meat that's in the bottom, Uve chatich is in the actual meat as well. Uve gdeda, and he adds the pot. You also include the pot. We'll soon see what that means. Ikedamini, others say, what do you mean the pot? Either it means bigdeda atzma, you include the pot. In your multiple of 60 of heta, you include the you measure the pot, and you let's say the pot equals to 3/60 of the food, and that's what it is. Ikedamini, b'may the bowl of gdeda, doesn't mean the pot itself, it means what the pot absorbed. And how do you know that? We know how much of the kosher meat you put into the pot, or the kosher content you put in the pot in the beginning, a certain amount. And now you measure how much is left in there, and you can see, because it evaporates, and some of it, whatever is missing, we'll assume is inside the walls of the pot, because you had a lid on it. And we add that to this measurement, and that's and you all the aggregate is how you calculate the shishim. The maidabolic data where the pot included. Rabbi Yechon said that all the isudin in the Torah, Meshadin, when we assess it, we assess this rule today that we do everything shishim is only a late rule of them, the very end of the Amoraim. Before then, they used to use experts, or they had different standards altogether. So, for example, he says here, we would judge ki'ilu heim batzel the kaflut. We would judge as if they are onion or leek. So, onion or leek has a strong, stronger chodesh. So, therefore, it spreads further, or you can feel the taste of it further than you can feel stam, let's say, other food. And so we imagine the iser is onion or leek. And if this amount of iser would have been onion or leek, how many times more kosher do you need than that to nullify it? And that's what you need. Forget 60. No, 60 then. It could have been 40, 30, 100. You know, it depends on the quantity. Bigger quantity of onion, which is very strong, might need more than multiples of a small quantity of onion. So that's how it worked. Everything we imagined was onion and leek. Freddie, if you can imagine, why don't we go further? Let's imagine everything is peppers and in spices, which never gets bottled. Why onion? Assessed that meat, standard meat other than pepper and spices will never ever generate more taste than onions and leeks. So therefore we went to the maximum, and that's how they worked out. This is before they came up with this absolute rule, a universal rule that everything is 60 times. Omer Rab Nachman said, "Gid a gid hanasha b'shishim."
What do you do about turnips? Isn't that
what do you mean?
So that should be the barometer, if you like.
No, because we're looking for strong flavor. And the turnip is leftist. Some you eat with bread. But we're looking for flavor.
Well, I'm saying the turnip, we should go the extreme opposite where it doesn't.
No, we want to be machmer. The whole idea is machmer. I tell you, all you need is roiv and everything. Why even go beyond the roiv? The whole thing is a chumrah. So we're doing a chumrah. We want to go all the way and make sure that we nullify completely.
You put onions in a pot. The next 2-3 times you cook that pot, it gives a flavor of onion.
Exactly. So onion is very strong, exactly. But it's not as strong as pepper. So onions eventually will be bottled. Only the multiples are large. 60 is a very big number. Normal things doesn't need 60 times as much to get, it could be in 4 times as much or 5 times as much already. You don't feel the flavor of whatever it is that's in there. It's all part of the chumrah of the chamin. Today it doesn't matter. We always, that's true. But today we're machmir, we should always use 60. That's the standard rule. Says the Moravite, when it comes to gidan asher, I'm not nachman gid, but shishim you need 60 times as much. Ain't be gid, but I mean you know what? 60 plus 1, the gid is 1, and then you have 60 against it. That's how it works. Shishim kechal, those learned yesterday probably remember all about kechal. Half the test was on kechal, so kechal was the udder. Now what the thing with the udder is? It has little pockets and it has a little milk.
It's totally absorbed, isn't it?
It's milk, but it's not absorbed. It's like little pockets inside the kechal that is milk. It has milk in it. So the kchal itself is all meat. No milk is absorbed in the meat of the kchal. But it has these little pockets that if you cook it, the meat gets absorbed in the milk. Kchal b'shishim. So if you have kchal and it falls into a pot, since there's milk there, you need 60 times against it. Ukchal mena minyan. But you can count the kchal as part of the 60 of heter. The meat of part of the kchal, the udder, the meat part of the udder, doesn't have milk in it, so it's kosher meat. You can't eat it because there's milk, little channels, full, canals full of milk in there. But the meat itself, in theory, is still there. So you can include that in your 60 of heter of meat against the milk. Beya b'shishim b'beya minyan. Beya 60, but beya you need 60 plus 1. Later, we need 61 plus 1. But even after you go ahead and you say the meat is part of the 60, but you can't eat the chal. Because of the milk that's inside there, now it's cooked, you cannot eat the chal. Why? Because the meat has given a taste into the milk. The milk did not give any taste into the meat because there's very little milk in the udder. So there's very little there. But we're not worried about the meat having any absorbing any milk in it, but we are worried that there's taste of milk and meat in the milk. So therefore you cannot eat the chal. Now if this chal, even though the chal itself we said is mutter only machir because of the milk, if the chal falls into another pot, it is aser. Big machlek is a poskim, whether now the chal is also, we can count the meat as the heter, or now the entire chal became a chaticha de nevela, because since we rule it, you're not allowed to eat it. So therefore, this is at the end of the day, machlek is the Ashkenazi and the Sephardim, that the Sephardim doing chal, we don't. That whether you shishim against the whole chal, or just shishim against the milk of the chal. When we assess, do we need 60 times against the chal or do we only need 60 times against the milk, whatever came out of the milk? Whatever milk, what are we worried about? We're worried about that something came out of the chal and ruined everything else. What came out of the chal and ruined the else? The milk. So we only want multiple of 60 against the milk that came out. Look at the tiger chal. How much milk exuded from it? How do we know how much milk came out of it? Elmeyato, I'm going to ask a question. So you're telling me that what? That all the milk, when you cook it up, all the milk passed out, and that's why you need shishim against it. So why in the world are you telling me that the chal falls into another pot of asa? The chal itself is mutter. The problem is the milk in the canals. But you tell me all the milk passed out. If all the milk passed out because it's been the cooking the first time, what are you worried about the next time it falls in the pot? So once we ruled that the chal itself is asa, we treat the entire chal like a shtika nevela, and therefore, even if it falls in another pot, we'll say that even though it might not be any milk left in there, the whole chal now became a shtika nevela, now that he did it. Okay. You tell me that an egg, you need 60. What happened? You cooked a tray for egg with a bunch of other eggs. When you cook an egg, you have to have the shell on it. What's a chal shayla? Remember we learned before, there's nothing passes from the egg to the other eggs. There's no problem there. In fact, technically, you can if you cook a kosher egg and a treif egg, there's no problem. If you cook treif eggs, there's no problem with the pot, technically. Even though there are many people who have a separate egg pot. But in halacha, you don't need it.
Because of blood?
But it doesn't pass out. Nothing passes out of the eggshell. Only a chumrah. That's why you even have an odd number to be bottle barayi. But it's all chumras. So technically, there's no problem. So what do you need chishim for? Only about the Bible, the memory of a time of how many inches don't people say, when people want to give an example of water, they would say, oh, water like eggs. In other words, whatever comes out of the egg, if you have a pot to cook eggs, you can drink that water. Wait, the water cools down. There's nothing wrong with drinking the water, unless the eggs are cracked. But if the eggs aren't cracked, there's nothing wrong with drinking the water. In other words, there's no taste from the eggs that enters the water. So what's the problem? So you know what we're talking about? You're right. We're not worried at all. We know we're worried about here. We are worried about bebeyes efroyach, an egg with a chicken side. And if you cooked an egg with a chicken side, that flavor of the chick went out. Avol tomato, stam a tray for egg doesn't concern us. Okay, so no problem. Ace raised me as a question. Beyim tahedus. It says if you cook kosher eggs from a kosher chicken, shasholkun, you cook them in bein tomatoes with eggs from a tray for bird. If there's less than shishim, it's all awesome. You just said that eggs don't generate any, don't disseminate any taste whatsoever. Who cares? When we say tray for eggs, you mean eggs with an afreyach. If it's an egg with a chicken side, who cares if it came from a tray for bird or kosher bird? Even a kosher bird, if it's an egg with a chicken side, you cooked it, you're not allowed to eat it. If I cut a late tomato, keep on the east buffer, cut a tomato. It doesn't matter. Tomato here doesn't mean it came from a non-kosher bird. Tomato over here means it's us to eat because even came a kosher bird because it has a chick inside. But McTony's safe. It says in the safe, Beyim Shasholkun. The next case, it says in the Braisa. eggs that were cooked. V'nim tzefreh b'achem, and he found a chicken, one of them. Im yesh behen b'nois and tam, if there was a flavor. Kulon asudah, here clearly spells out there was a chick. Is that the first part? We're talking about birds, eggs when we get on kasher, a bird. Nothing with chicks inside. Mekal deresh lez b'fra yechas kinen, says Gemara, no kasher. Pirush yikam efadish. The sefer is, it's not two cases. The sefer is explaining the deresh. Beim tahoides sheshalken in beim tmeis. That the Bereisha says if you have beim tahoides that you cooked with beim tmeis, im yesh behem benoise flavor kulon asudas. So I'm now explaining to you. When I say beim tmeis, I don't mean birds from a non-kosher animal because it makes no difference. Keitz again sheshalken v'nim tzevrei bachman. You know what I mean? Tmeia from a kosher bird but had a chicken side. And in fact, I'll prove it to you in logic. You can tell me the reish about the lesba frech. There's no chicken side, just it came from a non-kosher bird. Hash to the lesba frech. Madach, there's no chicken side. Asuda, it's forbidden because flavor comes out of an egg. It's, and it knows our brisa holds the flavor comes out of an egg. It's also. So surely the chicken side, it's also. These by frech, my boy, you have to tell me b'chal the halacha. Says Yimoto, we might agree with you in principle, but that's not a lie. You know why? Because maybe the reason why the Braisa tells you the same case is to teach you that the first case, no, there's no egg. There's an egg with a chicken. To tell you that that you would think, no, we're talking about a non-kosher bird. Maybe a non-kosher bird also generates flavor. So why do we need two cases of a non-kosher bird generated flavor with sure the chick? Because if we only had one case, we would automatically assume it's talking about a chick. So it gives you two cases, one with a chick, then you'll ask me, what's the first case for? Must be talking about it from a non-kosher bird. So that's no raya. But in principle, we agree with you that that eggs generally do not disseminate flavor. Only there's a chicken side. Image of Allah is not a raya. Turn it safe. Look at Reisha to reveal on the Reisha. Shaloi Tema, don't argue. Reisha, the Izbefreya. If only had one case, you would think maybe talking about a chick. Ava Lesbefreya, Shaim Mutta. Turn it safe. Izbefreya. Mekal the Reisha Lesbefreya. I feel like even so, I said, Ahu kezeis a tarba, there was a kezeis of fats, of treif of fats, the nofom, big the kula, that fell into a pot full of meat, the bisra of meat. So, Rav Ashi, l'shiyure, b'may de kula. Rav Ashi wanted to include in the 60 times, the multiple 60, also that which was absorbed in the walls of the keli, as we said before. So we look at the isra, we look at the... So the head that he would look at, how much was it when you put in the pot? How much is left now in the pot? And the difference is probably inside the walls. We'll include that in the 60. But when it comes to the Issa, we just look, we judge the way it is right now. We don't care what it was like before, we'll judge the way it's now. So the Gemara said, Rabban Amalei, Rabban Ravashi, his student said to him, Rebbe, we don't agree with you. Otu the hetede bala the sura loy bala. If you are going to measure the het and say, well, the part that was absorbed should be included in the multiple of 60, then you should do the same thing for the Issa and say, before it shriveled up a little bit, let's look at it what was before, and the part that was absorbed should be included in the Issa. And the ratio will probably be the same. So we don't include what's inside the part. Says Gemara, Ahupalga the Zesa, the Tarbunch was a half a kazais. Now we know Mahatayda, you don't get Malkus or Kodesh, only if you had a full kazais. It was a half a kazais, and off a bit they cooled the bissa, it fell into a pot of flesh. So the Mabravashi, Lisha Ure Bitlas and Palga, so Mabravashi wanted to measure it only with 30, not a multiple of 60, but only with 30. In the times of Ashi ready, they put into place the rule of 60. Rava just said that 60 is if you have no goy around, blah, blah, blah. And Ravashi's time really became the universal law. Everything is 60. But when it came to Barbara Ravashi, when it came to a half a kazayis, which is not a full shear, he thought it would be makel, 30. Palgit is a 30 palgit, 30 half daysim. Omlevu, lava minlach. Didn't I tell you already? Didn't I tell you, like, Zalza Bishiyuri Rabbanon? And we gave a number of examples a few times in Shas. We gave a number of examples that Rabbanon say something, and you have to follow exactly what the Rabbanon say. Don't say, oh, what? One finger more, one finger less. If Rabbani give a shir, that's how it is. 60 is 60. Boy, and furthermore, Amar Rabbeichen did Rabbeichen say that chatzi shir osim latayda. It's not even osim Rabbani, it's osim latayda. So what are you doing? Amar Shem Rabba, Amar Ravidi Ben Avgeshem, Rav Shem Ben Nisan Rabba, said, name Ravidi, son of Ravidi Ben Avgeshem, Amar Levi Bar Parta, name Levi Bar Parta, Amar Rab Nochem, name Rab Nochem, Amar Rebbe Berayim, name Rebbe Berayim, Shem Zokim, all name old man. But Rabbi Yaakov Shemei, and his name was Rabbi Yaakov, the vein, the sea, from the house of the Nasi, he said the house is Nasi, he used to say, Beya Besamach Asura, he said, an egg in 60 is Asur, Besamach V'achas Muteres, but in 61 it's Muter. But he didn't say the 61 means 61 kosher eggs or 61 including the non-kosher egg. Usually, when it comes to flesh, we always say it's 60 versus 1. When it comes to eggs, it might be different. Why? Because no two eggs are the same size. Not like today. No two eggs are the same size. And therefore, when you have multiple 60, maybe the egg of Issa that you fell in is bigger and a lot of the eggs that you're counting here are a little bit smaller. So just to be, if you add another egg, just of kosher to make sure. So we have to have 64. That's the question here. You're giving here a rule of 61, but you're not telling us exactly whether the egg, the kosher egg, is a part of 61 or not. An egg within 60 is asur, b'samach v'achaz, 61 is mutter. V'boilun, they were asked, b'samach v'achaz b'hadi d'dor. 61 means one tray from 60 kosher. Oidilmo lebar mino. Or maybe it means 61 kosher and one drink. But like poshut, they didn't answer. And you should say such a certainty. Sounds like you're saying a total of 61. That means one of the eggs is a treif, and then 60 kosher. That's what it sounds like. You're saying with certainty. And we still know what you're saying. You just said 61, but you didn't clarify. You didn't bother explaining or elucidating. What do you mean? You know, 61 plus 1 or 60 plus 1? If you have 60, she's awesome. 61 of kosher and one, and then it's mutter. No, but the total 62, and that's the final halacha. It's going to be a total of 62 for the reason I just told you. Again, we're talking about only eggs with chicks inside. Otherwise, we just said before, there's no problem. I would also come to a guy came from Nachman Levi. A guy came to me with a shayla with an egg. So he said, with a half a zeis of treif of fats. And remember that it's weaker, you don't get malchus or anything else. He came to have a zeis. So Amalei, he came to Ram Gamliel, the son of Rebbe. Amalei Abba Loishir Baboy Meshavah. I remember once 47 eggs were brought to him of kosher and one treif. They were cooked together and he didn't want to give a heter. And even though Marba Lavashi said, 30 is enough, but Lavashi, you need more. All you have is 45 over here, and I'm going to make it mutter? No way. Yeah, definitely. If 47 wasn't good enough, 45 surely isn't good enough. In other words, go back to 60. Ahud also the Kamid Rav Shimon Rebbe. Rebbe had another son called Rav Shimon. Somebody else came to Rav Shimon Rebbe. Omele Abba L'Shimim Hei. He didn't want to do it. Rav Gamliel. So my father didn't want to do it. 45. And Ishai McGill, I'll do it 43. No way. And a similar case came to him with a half a zayis of treif fats. And Rabbi Chiya said, do you have 30 times of kosher against it? Why do you ask for 30? Sounds like he agrees that 30 is enough. Time with the lekha shleishim. The reason why he rendered it treif is because there were 30. More than 30. It sounds like if there would have been 30 times as much, Mishai didn't. We said, 60. He wasn't passing halach. He was just saying, you don't even have 30. So what do you want? But he wasn't saying that if you had 30, it'd be enough. So here we have Rabbi Shimon Levi, even though it's in the first of Amoraim, but it sounds like it wasn't accepted until much later on. Rabbi Shimon Levi said name Kabbalah Kapara, who was a Talmud from Rebbe. He was a Tana. That all these Sudin the Taita, all these Sudin. Is the standard will be shishim. That's it. Like before, we said about an onion and a leek, and we start measuring each one. No. That's what you say. But Rav Asi says, you Rav Chiya, but Abba say in the name of Shimon Levi 60. But Rav Asi says in the name of the same Shimon Levi, Shubha Kapoda, Kol Yisuja B'toyda B'mei, is 100 times as much. Thank God the Lord's not like him. Ushneim Leilam Du, where did he learn from? Mizroya B'Sheila. They learned from by a nazir. A nazir has to bring a carbon shlamim, and he brings a carbon. He brings an ayil, a ram, and the foreleg has to go to the koyin. The foreleg is not allowed to be eaten by Yisrael and Iser, and yet he cooks it together with the animal. Must be that the ayil. Why is it? Normally we say eim avatul isel chatchila. You're not allowed to rely on shishim and throw a piece of treif in there and say, well, the 60 is 85 times heavy. You can't do that. It's only b'di'evit. Machleik is that ayil in the name of mahatayim the rabban. But definitely you're not allowed to be avatul chatchila. The only exception is by the zreya b'sheila, the foreleg, by a nazir. The tater says clearly, take your animal, cook it together with the foreleg, which you Yisrael are not allowed to eat, and you can eat the shlamin, the rest of it, because there's enough to mevatel it. Now the machleik is going to be, how much was there in the aisle? How do you calculate whether it was shishim or 100? It says the Gemara, Mizrei B'Sheila, from the foreleg that was cooked. You see, it says a posse by a nazir, v'lokachakoyin, the koyin will take as a Zroya B'Sheila, cooked foreleg. The Tanya we learned, B'Sheila cooked, ain't B'Sheila el Shlema. It's cooked whole. You cook the foreleg together with the aisle, And then you separate. Rav Shimon Yochayim ain b'sheila elishin is bashli ma'ayil. B'sheila means, and I will soon see what the machleki says. B'sheila means that the four legs cook together with the ram. So much like this. Kuli yalma, everyone agrees. Side Rav Shimon Yochayim, side Tanakama, b'hade ayil m'vashala. You cook the four legs together with the ram. So what's the machlekes? Mar sava mechatichla. First you cut it, and then v'hadim mevashala. No, but Rav Shimon Yochai says all you do is cook it together. But first you cut the foreleg, and then you cook it together. Then you give the foreleg to the kohenim. Umar sava tanakam holds mevashala v'hadim mechatichla. He says shleima. When you cook it, it has to be whole, so it has to be connected, and you only cut it off afterwards. But both of them hold that it was cooked together. If the both of them hold it cooked together, we got a problem. The Yisrael cannot eat from the Zeraya, yet it's cooked together with the ayah, with the ram. How can the Yisrael eat it? Or he buys him. Another way of learning it, Kuli Alma, everyone old Mechatlo. Surely you cut it first. You cut it first. V'hodam Mevashlo, and then you cook it. Miu. However, Masava, Bahadim, ayah Mevashlo. But the Tanakama hold, you cook it together with the ram. Masav, Shlema, as if it's whole. Second version, there's no problem in halacha. The foreleg is cooked in a separate pot, the ram in a separate pot, there's no problem. Now, the leash, the kama, according to the first lashon, everyone holds that what? Everyone holds that it was cooked together, a libra vihakar. Question is the only way they cut it off or not. The leash, the basa, according to the second lashon, a libra shem yichai, according to shem yichai, we said that you cook together, man do amar. The one who says, because Rav Shimon Yochai says clearly, elishin is bashli ima ayil, they're cooked together. So the question is, so how can you do it? Must be there's enough a multiple in the ram of kosher versus the zeraya. How much? Man d'ama b'shishim. The one who says, says shishim sover holds when you calculate the basa v'atzamas b'hadi basa v'atzamas m'shayrinan. You include the bones and you include everything else with it. If you include everything in the big ram, you have a lot of bones there, everything else included against the foreleg, then you have, say, 60 times. Man d'ama b'meya, but the one who holds the meya, so he holds, basa b'hadi basa. How much meat is there in the foreleg? The foreleg is mainly bones and muscles. Very little meat in the foreleg. So if you only focus on the meat, and you look at the ram meat, and you look at the ram, the meat that's in the foreleg is 100 times of ram versus the leg. And that's the machlekes. If you look only in the meat, then you need 100 times. If you look at the whole volume, then it's only done 60 times. Manda amba b'meya sova b'hadi basa m'sharin in the b'havle. May you only look at the meat and it's 100 times. Freddy Gemara miyam d'finim inar. Okay, so we have a special, an uisnam, a special case of here that shishim or meya works. But how do you know it? Kol ha'teru kula. That shishim or meya, you're learning from another, isn't this an exception? What time we learned? Zehu heter habo miklal yisr. This is the only heter that comes out from yisr. Zehu l'mutimai. What is zehu coming to him? In other words, it says in the braisa. Here, the zroya, the ram absorbed from the zroya. So there's yisr here. And yet, the Torah was matrit. This and says it's zehu heter habo miklal, as if this is an exception. And yet you want to learn from here, kol ha'teru kula, that shishim is good. My level, you come to exclude kol yisur and shabbatayda. You cannot rely on this bitul b'shishim or bitul b'mei, whichever it is. Omer Rebbe says, no, l'nitzcha, this that it says here, that this is the only het, it only works according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Rabbi Yehuda says, min le'batl. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda said that if it's the same type, it's le'batl at all, they reinforce each other. And over here, you have Zreya and the ayil, the exact same meat, same behemoth, same meat. And yet it's bottle. That's the chiddush. That's heter abam mekal yisur. But according to us, that is bottle. We learn all dini bittul from here. Kamash v'lon the hocha bottle. Nu v'lig v'nei sabhud himself. Why do the Yehuda say kol teru kula min b'mina le bottle? Let him learn from here as well. Goli rachmane, because elsewhere we learn by Yom Kippur when it comes to sprinkling the blood, it says v'loka you should take medama par medama. So you take the blood of the bull. And you take the blood of the goat. You mix it together. Now we know the blood is a much greater quantity of blood of bull than the blood of a goat. And yet the Torah still acknowledges this blood of a goat sitting in there. That means min b'mina le bottle. They're reinforcing each other. Tavayu bahade hadodininu. They're both coming together. V'le bottle and they don't become bottle. So we have that pasuk that tells you that min b'mina bottle and ayil and the nazir is an exception. For anybody, how do you know? Umay chaz is, how do you know which is exception, which is the rule? The gamri mehei, limahai. Maybe Yom Kippur is the exception. Not only Yom Kippur we say that they reinforce each other. But the ayol, the nazir is, it should learn from kol tadakul from there. Rabbi Yehuda should learn that it's bottle b'shishim, a bottle b'meya. Why does he decide that min min is a bottle? Says Gemara, chidushu u'mechidush l'gemrin. The whole idea of a nazir is a chidush. Why? Because we hold ein mevatlin isel chatchila. This is the raya from those who hold that it's mahatayda. Call that teda kulin. I'll throw a piece of treif into a pot and say, okay, I'm relying on the fact that it's bottled. And here the teda chatchila says, cook the foreleg with the animal. And therefore, it's a chiddush. And the chiddush you don't learn out. Nu yihachil lemei v'samech nami loy ligmer. Say, but say, if it's a chiddush, you can't learn from there. Don't learn the garbage. The other opinions you're learning here, shishim and mei, how can you is a chiddush? No. Otan anan lekula gamin lechum legamin. We're being machmir. Mid that I say, but a bottle matoyde. Even if you feel the flavor, it should be bottle bereiv. So what are we saying? No, we're not happy with right. Make it. Yeah. So we can learn from the chiddush lechumra. That's all right. The whole thing is lechumra anyway. No, but the whole thing sounds like midrabanan. We'll stop hearing it in your mission.